Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This holiday season, just tiptoe into your loved one's closets and look at their shoe sizes. Then head to Skechers and make this holiday the most comfortable ever. Because at Skechers, we have ultra-comfy, ultra-affordable shoes you can buy everybody you know. Let's start with the kids. We have stretch fit, shoes that light up, and many more. And how about for mom, dad, and even the grandparents? We've got boots, sneakers, slip-ons, and so much more. Find Skechers at Skechers.com, at a Skechers store near you, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Feeling cramped in your current home? Orion's team of mortgage experts know how to make your home buying process simple. Visit OrionFCU.com and get moving today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the only place to get World Championship Barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston. And if you need catered holiday meals, they got you covered. You can order a smoked turkey. You can order a smoked ham. You can call them directly and get this done. Blow your family away. 662-536-3763. Why would you go through the trouble of cooking if somebody can do it better than you? You need spices, gifts, anything. You might want to put stocking stuffers. Go check the website, melissacookston.com. And if you want to order a catered meal, memphisbbqco.com.
At the Happy Honda Days sales event, you can unwrap incredible deals that'll make you...
Oh my gosh.
You know, the kind of gift that makes you...
No way.
Yep, that's basically Happy Honda Days in a chest nutshell.
Get a great deal on a 2019 Accord from KBB.com's best overall brand for 2019 with 1.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Memphis area Honda dealer for great deals during the Happy Honda Days sales event.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes hybrid models based on 2019 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, with holiday travel and changing weather, who knows what the roads will be like. Be sure to have your tires checked by one of our pros today.
Now through December 31st, get up to $200 off when you purchase four select Goodyear tires installed. That's $75 off instantly. $75 back after a manufacturer mail-in rebate, and get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Applies to a single receipt in-store purchase. Credit card subject to credit approval. Details and restrictions at PepBoys.com.
So add Pep Boys to your list this holiday season and don't think twice about it.
The Christmas gift shopping season is now in full gear. And if you're looking for gifts for friends, family, or even yourself, Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans has lots of great items that would make terrific presents. Western boots and work boots are their specialty. And with well over 4,000 pair to choose from, you're bound to find just the right pair. Why order some boot brand you never heard of when you can come to Cowboy Corner and pick out a pair of boots that you can see, feel, try on, and get the correct size? Since 1957, Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans has been your source for boots and Western apparel for the entire family on Goodman Road in South Haven.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Don't roll it, holy moly, no days off. Pirates cook it up like Kyrie trades you off. Let's go. Green and white like Celtics, don't play with me, play with a foul.
Don't play with Billy Richmond. Don't play with him, don't mess with him about his wings. Don't go in there and say, Billy, your wings ain't nothing, because he's going to show you. He's going to show you he's got the best wings in town with the best premium flavors. Whole party, boneless, however you like your wings. Billy Richmond, the former Tiger basketball player, is going to give them to you the best way in this country, John Martin.
They got all those premium flavors that you know and love, Jason. But they're also doing something very special, Jason. They're giving you a chance to win $10,000 cash or wings for an entire year. Stop by any storefront, make a $25 purchase, and you get a scratch card. You instantly win a prize by simply matching two stacks of bills. Match six stacks of bills, you win $10,000 cash. You heard it right. The Wing Guru is giving you a chance to win $10,000 cash. Stop by today, get your guru fix, try your luck for 10 grand.
$10,000? I mean, you could buy those Penny Hardaway dress shoes with that $10,000. Who was that? Wayne that tells $10,000 get you that Penny Hardaway dress shoe?
$10 million. I think he said.
I don't think it was $10 million.
Yeah.
Billy's trying to pay you and feed you good food. Go over there and see him. When you do, you tell him that Jason and John sent you.
All right, everybody, around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
Now, it's the rundown. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
The University of Memphis football program has made a hire. Go Tigers. Go. They're removing the interim tag. They are taking the interim tag off of Ryan Silverfield.
With a sarcastic applause from Brad.
I don't think that was genuine. That
nah,
was,
I'm just messing
we're gonna
with
you. Absolutely. We're going to get to Brad in a moment. Let's use this opportunity, though, to congratulate and celebrate
Formally,
Ryan.
You're right, John. Let me straighten up here. Let me straighten up.
Because Ryan Silverfield came here, you know, 4 years ago with Mike. He stayed when he had offers from Big 12 schools, ACC schools, SEC schools, NFL jobs. He stayed when he could have left. And he did that because he believed in the program. He did it because he believed in what it could do. And listen, there is no two ways about this. His fingerprints are all over this team, all over the team's success, whether it's the run game, whether it's the offensive line, whether it's the recruiting. He is a major factor in all of those things. And, you know, what you're doing here is you are making a bet. If you're the University of Memphis, you are betting that Ryan Silverfield will continue what Mike Norvell had done at the University of Memphis. You're betting and you're wagering that that is what the program needs, that that will be enough for the next several years. And listen, I have no reason to doubt that. I have no reason to doubt Ryan Silverfield. I think he's a fantastic recruiter, great at relationships. obviously, he's going to have to hire good coaches. He's going to have to hire good offensive coordinators, good defensive coordinators, things along those lines. But I believe in the guy's ability to do the job. And I think when you talk with the passion that he talked with in that press conference the other day, that's real, that's genuine, and I tend to believe that that matters in a job like this one.
It absolutely does. He is the right man for the job, so I'm not going to repeat all of what you said because I agree with what you said. I do agree with caller Nikki though that
It was Mickey.
What said on there, Nikki, and you said him.
But it is Mickey, though. I know for a fact.
Oh, you know Mickey. Yeah, Mickey, then yeah. I apologize. Yeah. It was on there as Nikki, and I'm trying to correct John, and he knows it. we'll get that right one day. John's got it right. To that point, though, about next year. When you do hire, there's no question that this is real. When you do go this route, and as John said, hire a guy where he's part of it, right, and you expect it to stay where it is, or as I said, even to be even better, right, there's a less of a leash, I'll put it that way, when it comes to next year. There's no doubt about it. I mean, people aren't going to take falling off sort of being one of the top teams in the league. And next year the divisions are going away. We had someone remind us of that in the break. There's no doubt about it. But you're going to be expected to be among the elite teams in the AAC right off the top. Because this is a continuation. And so there will be no, hey, we've got to, you know, restructure recruiting around here like a Barry Odom would have been able to say or someone else, and maybe that takes a year or two. There won't be any of that. They will expect as good or better than what you've given them with Ryan Silverfield. So there is always that risk. But again, that's better than what you like the idea of continuing where you are because this is the best it's ever been.
Yes.
And you'd rather do that, right, than take a risky chance on what right now is, look, Barry Odom spent time here. People think highly of him, but he's a retread at this point.
Yep.
And you're looking to the least risk possible.
Absolutely.
Ryan Silverfield certainly represents that as well.
I think that's exactly right. Now, let's address Brad. Brad, what is your opinion? So now that we've had an hour to sort of think about it, now that we've kind of had, you know, some time to get our thoughts together, what is the opinion?
I would rewrite some sort of a provisional clause in your contract so that you can keep the job and remove the interim tag if you win the bowl game. Or you take the interim tag off, you do a provisional contract with some stipulations like, you know, if you lose the bowl game, you're out.
Man, that's putting Silverfield might decide, you know what, OC down with Mike Norvell down at Florida State, a little bit safer than that.
He might.
Yeah, with that deadly, that man, you give him the guillotine, boy.
No, I want him to win. I think he will win.
You come over here and try to win this game if you want to. If you don't, you out of here.
No, I really like Ryan. I like the hire because he was the only hire. Let's face it. If you didn't have any other coordinator names coming out Monday through Thursday and you've already unleashed on Barry Odom the way Parrish did the other day, there was only one hire. Let's be real about that.
Well, I mean, I think given the sort of circumstances around Ryan, too, I mean, I think the groundswell of support that he had to be a huge factor as well. I mean, I think you have to listen to that in an athletic department like this one. Now, I mean,
Jason's idea was to start floating names out early, right, Jason?
I think that was important because then even if Silverfield is your guy, you've shown he's beat out real good candidates, the best candidate pool possibly that we ever thought you'd have because of where you are as a program, not just beat out Barry Odom.
And we can acknowledge that did not happen. That did not happen.
No, not a leaking of names.
No.
That's it. of course, I mean, nobody's gonna sit here and take that advice. But that's the way I thought best case scenario should have been, because then you empower your guy Ryan Silverfield with the fan base, with the players, and you do what he said. You go out and do a national search, and he's beaten those guys, and everybody believes that rather than that it was just a two-horse race.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
So
makes him look better too.
So Brad, you're being serious when you said you would give him a provisional contract, and if he loses the bowl game, you would fire him.
Yes.
With all due respect, Brad, that is the absolute dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's the dumbest thing that anybody listening to this radio show and this radio station has ever heard. It just is. Nobody has ever done that.
I mean, we've all said dumb stuff on the radio.
Oh, of course, but so. I think that one is that one takes the cake, Jason.
Brad is digging in.
Yes, he is. He said, remember when the Cotton Bowl meant something? Just kidding.
I just remember the Cotton Bowl meaning something, that we wanted to win it, and I want to win the bowl game.
It very likely won't mean anything to Penn State either, because I would imagine that the best players they have that are eligible for the NFL draft will not be playing.
I think that's true, and that gives you a better opportunity to win it.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that your job status should depend on the outcome of one single game.
I agree with that.
I mean, but no, you don't.
No, but I agree that it shouldn't. But in this case, it should, especially given the stakes, the amount of money you're paying a coach, the opportunity you have, and kind of what you're trying to do.
I feel like you're kind of talking out of both sides here, because you're saying that it does matter, and it should determine whether he has a job, and then you're saying that it shouldn't.
No, it shouldn't if you were getting paid what I make for a living. But if you make what Ryan Silverfield probably is going to make, it should.
It's not about the recruiting class. It's not about what he would do in the American next year. It's not about whether he would continue the tradition of winning, you know, and being in the championship game. It's not about that. It's about whether you win or lose to Penn State in a bowl game where you don't have your coordinators. Penn State's going to be sitting out players. That's what the most important thing to you is.
You still have an opportunity to hold the recruiting class if they believe in what's going on here.
Yeah, No, you don't.
No, they're going to come poach it while you're trying to win a bowl game and then trying to hire.
We've never seen
head coach.
It done. I don't know. It's never been done.
Right, but do you think there's a reason for that, or do you just think it's?
I think there's a reason for that. ADs are comfortable. Nobody does stuff. I mean, they don't do stuff.
No, because it's stupid from a business perspective, from a operational perspective. It's nonsense.
It's
like something you would talk about like in professional wrestling, like loser leaves town match.
Is Penn State going to be a double digit?
7 point is what I saw.
7?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what they're, I don't care.
Here's another idea. What if you win it within the spread and you make that the provision?
If you cover, Brad,
you're in a dark alley and you're just running deeper into the alley.
I'm thinking outside of the box here. It's an idea. So you put a provisional, and it's like if you you get it within the spread.
The spread should not be part of any college athletic contract.
Ryan Silverfield does not deserve a provisional contract.
Should not be a part of
any. No college football coach in history has had to sign a provisional contract based on whether or not they lose a bowl game when they weren't even the head coach. I mean, this is asinine, Brad. This is just you cannot believe this. I'm getting worked up about it in a manufactured opinion, right?
I appreciate it.
You're a professional. I appreciate
it. I said what I said.
That you manufactured
this opinion.
I've done
lots of weird things in my life, too, and in my career. But that's what I would do.
Yeah. It's not rooted in, it's just stupid. It's idiotic. I can't. There's only so many words I can come up with.
Memphis is playing Tennessee. I'd like to get to it.
Okay. Next story.
Memphis is playing Tennessee. One is ranked 13th. The other 19th. That's in the AP poll, the one that we think matters more than the coaches poll, where they're both cutely ranked 17th, tied for 17th. It's the 27th meeting between the teams. Tennessee holds a 15-11 edge. And here's the more important part. They've won 31 straight games in that arena, Thompson Bowling. And John's been telling you how hard it is to play. Well, there's how hard it is to beat them there. There's the evidence of them. Won 31 straight. I think that goes back to 2018. I think Auburn was the last team to win there, if I'm not mistaken. Don't have that one in front of me. So this will be a tall task for a Memphis team that is already tall for. It's going to be down two starters. As it's been the last three games, the last six without James Wiseman, the last three without Lester Quinones. That's two starters and two of your big-time guys now. We still think Memphis has got a great shot in this game. They are the higher-ranked team again in the AP poll. They've got Alex Lomax right now playing the best basketball he has since he's put on a Memphis uniform.
Yes, sir.
Shooting over 63% from the field, I believe it is. And you've got a lottery pick, we all still feel, in Precious Achiuwa. That is something that Tennessee, at least right now, can't say. That said, it's still a tough matchup. It's a Tennessee team that's senior, veterans around the perimeter and their guards. Turner is leading the SEC in assists, and what they do is shut people down defensively. They're not great offensively. Josiah James, the five-star freshman,
yep.
Had his first double-digit score game against, I think, against Florida A&M, 10 points. They're not going to wow you with what they do offensively, but where they are good, and I mean elite in this country, is defensively. They're top 15 in defensive efficiency, haven't allowed an opponent to score more than 70. That's what Memphis does.
Yep.
They score. They run you off the floor. At least that's what they try to do, lead the AAC in scoring. So it will be a sort of a battle of different styles there, I'm assuming, with Tennessee trying to slow Memphis down and with Memphis trying to play its own pace. We'll see who wins. Who's favored in this game? Is that line out yet?
I don't think it's out yet.
Line's not out yet.
It'll be out tomorrow morning.
You'll get the line tomorrow
morning. Tennessee
will
be favored.
Imagine Tennessee would be a solid favorite with Memphis being down two starters. And, I still think Memphis is going to play well in this game. It's a free shot, really, but one that Penny Hardaway wants really bad and seemed to indicate that yesterday.
Well,
John,
like, to that point, he had a press conference yesterday, and compared to, the events of last year, he was subdued, right? Like, he was much more calculated, I think, than when that stick of dynamite got ignited, a year ago. But at the same time, and this is why you have to appreciate Penny, at the same time, he didn't try to run from the magnitude of this game. It's big just because of its two ranked teams meeting, it's going to be on an ESPN. I believe Dick Vitale is going to be on the call. It's big for that reason. So the stage is big in and of itself. It's big because both of these fan bases want to beat the other badly. But it's also big, I think, on a very personal level for Penny, because we were talking about this before the show. He's never beaten Tennessee. He hasn't beaten Tennessee as a player. He hasn't yet beaten Tennessee as a coach. And so I think for him, this is very personal.
That's why I'd say he'll admit it's not just another game.
Yeah, like, this is very personal for him to win. Mm-hmm. Like, he wants to walk away from Thompson Bowling tomorrow night with a W.
Yeah, he doesn't want Rick Barnes to get 700.
Exactly. He doesn't want he doesn't want the Vols to lock up a winning record in this series, right? This three-game series.
That too. Yeah, you're right.
Penny has not beaten a ranked team at the University of Memphis yet as the coach. You got to think, like, he's desperate to do that. Like, he wants to do that. Now, again, are the conditions ideal tomorrow? Absolutely not. I mean, Tennessee is very tough to beat, especially in that building. There's a reason why they're going for 32 in a row. But it's not like they're not susceptible. Like, Precious can have a monster game against this front line, He can. And if
agreed.
He does,
he can.
If he can get to the free throw line
to,
and not airball, right?
With 20 NBA scouts as expected tomorrow. He needs to shine tomorrow.
No doubt. Like, if he can, draw contact, make some free throws, Alex Lomax can continue to play the way he's been playing, and do somewhat of a job to neutralize those senior guards there, those experienced guards that they got in Knoxville. Memphis can compete in this game, and I think they'll have a chance to win. I think we'll know, Jason, in the first 5 minutes of this game, if Memphis will have a chance to win it.
Well, you're going to know by how the shots are falling.
Exactly.
Yeah, Memphis has shot below less than 38% in the last two games and won both of them.
Yep.
That will not continue on Saturday if they shoot that percentage. You will get run out of the building. I do, and it's why I've mentioned that maybe, and again, he's playing starters minutes, yes, Alex Lomax, but maybe you want to get him on the floor even earlier. I'm one of those ones that subscribes to the theory. I don't care who's starting, because it's about who finishes the game. But in this instance, where you've been playing so poorly offensively, and Alex Lomax right now, the most confident thing you've got out there, it's crazy that we're saying this, a guy that had lost all of his confidence last year, now the most probably the smoothest thing you've got offensively,
yep.
Certainly the most confident right now, playing the best in terms of consistency level. The idea of having him out there earlier, right, so you don't go into a hole like you did at UAB, makes a lot of sense to me. What I suspect we'll see is just him out there earlier, because, again, we've seen with Penny, he'll. It seems like you'll see those adjustments in terms of lineups after L's.
Yep.
Those typically come after L's. So, again, they've continued to win without James Lester. Maybe Alex isn't in the starting lineup, but I would have him on the floor again against those senior guards very early on if any kind of sign of struggle early, because you won't be able to do that for very long and not get suffocated against a team this good defensively.
Yeah, so listen, it's going to be a great stage tomorrow. I expect that it's the first sellout for Thompson Bowling tomorrow. It's the first sellout of the season for them. So,
well, you're welcome.
Exactly.
For those of that don't think this thing means anything
Memphis.
To anybody, that Tennessee doesn't want to play, that their fans don't care about Memphis fans, the thing sold out. I mean, give me a break. Like that seems to matter. And again, watch how they're frothing at the mouth. Look at how that little drip of saliva is coming out of their mouth of those orange-clad fans on Saturday and tell me they don't care about beating Memphis. It's the best damn thing you got going right now on both sides.
That saliva hits different when it's Memphis, doesn't it? That drip, it hits different when it's Memphis in the building.
What you mean it hits different?
It's a different kind of environment is my point when Memphis comes into the building.
Absolutely it is.
You know, like
they want blood.
It brings out a passion and a rage.
We got it too.
You know,
we had it last. I'm sure Memphis fans had it last year when that orange comes in here and when Admiral Schofield's popping that Tennessee at you. Remember how that felt? So yeah, both sides. That's my point. Want to beat each other very badly, and that's all the reason to keep the dang thing going, despite what some coach feels.
No,
you know, some coach on one side of it feels.
No doubt,
no allegiance to this.
But listen,
thing.
You enjoy for what it is. It very well could be the second to last time that these two teams play.
I hope not.
On the schedule.
It's not going to be the case.
And it should be a raucous atmosphere.
Next story.
Two words. Lamar Jackson.
Talk about it.
Lamar Jackson is a – I mean, what word would you like to use here? He is unbelievable. I mean, and you feel like every single week.
Yeah, but they're going to adjust to him. He's just Tyrod Taylor. He's not a star. He can't even throw it.
I didn't say Tyrod Taylor, so that wasn't me that you're doing impersonation
of. I'm doing all of his haters. I ain't doing you.
But I did ask if, it could be a Colin Kaepernick situation. But it is going to be tough because he broke the Michael Vick record for rushing yards in a single season by a quarterback last night. Had 5 touchdowns through the air. 212 yards. They dispose of the New York Jets. It is incredible to see this guy. It's a privilege, really, to be able to watch him operate week in and week out. I don't know if the Baltimore Ravens are the favorite to win the Super Bowl, but who's going to stop this young man at QB?
Trust. Big trust. He's 5th in the league in rushing. That's among everybody. That's at 1103.
Ridiculous.
1103. Nick Chubb leads the league in rushing. He's a running back for Cleveland.
Yeah.
At 1281, Lamar Jackson has rushed for 1103. Here's the thing. He ain't just some running back that's playing quarterback. He leads the league in touchdown passes. 33.
Unreal.
He's got multiple games of five touchdown passes. Multiple. I think it's 3 this season.
Jeez.
Unbelievable. So don't give me this stuff about he's not a passer. He's just an athlete playing quarterback. The guys, look. They have done a fantastic job, Baltimore has, of the system, right? Of working toward his strengths. But my gosh, he's broken through the door too.
Yep.
There were times in college at Louisville where he's throwing the ball and it's inaccurate.
Yep.
And we were, I think, fairly questioning him as a thrower. He went out and improved that in between that time then and now. He's improved it.
Yep.
He's been super accurate. No, he hasn't thrown for the 3,000 yards, but my gosh, the 33 touchdowns, John, against 6 interceptions, that looks like a quarterback to me, a guy who throws the ball. You add that to 1103 in rushing, 5th in the league,
yep.
Oh, you better believe you're MVP, and you better believe you're changing the game.
You're right.
Yes, teams are going to adjust to him. Yes, absolutely. And yes, he's going to take a pounding, and that may shorten his career if he's going to continue to play like this and running as much as he is. But there ain't nothing. This kid is absolutely special, and we should sit back and enjoy it rather than trying to pick him apart and telling you how short this is going to be.
Yeah. So a couple numbers here, Jason. He's the first player with at least 4,000 passing yards and 1,500 rushing yards in his first 30 games. He is the 6th quarterback in the Super Bowl era with at least 3 games of 5 touchdown passes. He is the 4th quarterback in league history with 30 touchdown passes and 7 rushing touchdowns in a season. And this is the same young man who, if I'm not mistaken, NFL teams were asking to work out at receiver during the combine.
Tied Vinny's franchise record for most pass TDs in a single season, so he's going to bust that at 33. He's going to break the franchise record for passers. Again, he's not just a running back. He's not a running back. So that's what we got to come to grips with. He's a quarterback, and he's a game changer is what he is.
Yeah.
MVP, too, is what he is.
You know, I want to read a quote from you, Jason. This was from February 2018. Bill Polian said on ESPN that Lamar Jackson is short and a little bit slight, clearly not the thrower that the other guys are. The accuracy isn't there. I think wide receiver. Exceptional athlete, exceptional ability to make you miss, exceptional acceleration, exceptional instinct with the ball in his hand, and that's rare for wide receivers. And he's just one of, like, he looks like he's going to be one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. Like, he does.
Nobody judged. Nobody could judge, and looking at Lamar and the accuracy, Louisville, whatever, nobody could judge how much the kid wanted to improve, how much he wanted to be great. That's the part when you look at it and you look at their breakdown and their numbers and all that stuff, you can't judge unless you know that kid how much he wants to improve. So you've got no idea how long he's going to be in there in the offseason working out and trying to get better on the accuracy.
Yep.
And by all accounts, he's absolutely done that, and it's paying off for him. Give the kid his respect rather than trying to tear him apart.
That's exactly right. So yet again, another unbelievable performance from Lamar Jackson, who has run all the way away with the MVP award
The
NFL. We will come back, continue to talk about Lamar Jackson with Evan Abrams. He's up next. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and I know you have a gift for any budget.
That's right. I've got Love's Crossing diamond necklaces, brand new. You can't get them anywhere else.
And?
We got tons of unique gift ideas this year at Robert Irwin Jewelers. We've got double diamond hoops, $299. We've got flexible bangle bracelets. You got to check these out, man. You could twist them, turn them. You could stack them. Start at only $599, but they will sell out, so you got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing, 5 locations, including the new one in North Little Rock, Arkansas, or online at rijewelers.com.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Looking to raise the standard on Christmas gifts this year? Come see us at Lads for the perfect golf car to surprise your loved one. We have them in new and used models with plenty of options to add and customize. The all-new Club Car Onward is sure to be the talk of the household this holiday season. Lads, Witten, and I-40, or visit us online at ladsonline.com.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
We have one of the best clothing stores in America right here in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurel Woods Shopping Center, and it's filled with holiday gifts too great to pass up. This is Gary Parrish from The Gary Parrish Show. James Davis is where I get all of my suits and shirts for television work with CBS Sports. It's where you need to be shopping as well. Are you buying this holiday season for a man in your life? If so, James Davis has you covered. So many terrific options. Crocodile belts are now just $195. Luxury cashmere cotton sweaters are available for as low as $119. Quilted and performance vests start at just $165. Five-pocket pants are only $149. And don't forget about custom-made stance shirts and pants. You walk in, get 3 measurements taken in a matter of seconds. Within minutes, you'll have a custom-fit shirt or some custom-fit pants or both ordered. They'll fit you better than anything has ever fit you before. Don't know what to get? Just grab a gift card. They're available and make great stocking stuffers. Again, we have one of the best clothing stores in America in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. On the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from our family to yours. As a Christian family-owned and operated company for more than 60 years, with a history of honest, quality work, using the best technologies available in the industry, we want you to make sure you keep your family warm and comfortable this holiday season by taking advantage of our $60 furnace tune-up special, which includes testing your furnace's safety capabilities, testing for carbon monoxide leaks, and helping keep your furnace running at its peak efficiency. Or maybe this holiday season, you're interested in a tankless water heater, or air duct cleaning, or even repairing that leaky faucet. We can take care of that too. Just give us a call at 347-8086 or visit our website at choateshvac.com. And remember, Choates, let our family serve your family.
Tunica's next big winner is here. Welcome to Gold Strike's Moneyline Book Bar and Grill. It's your best bet for watching all the football action. Place your bets on all the day's big games. You'll never miss a score with over 50 HD TVs, bringing every play to you live. Eat and drink like a champ. All your favorite sports bites and beers are on the menu. And when you're ready to play, test your skills in the Mid-South's first Top Golf Swing Suite. It's more fun than you can tackle. Only at Gold Strike Casino Resort. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, it's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers. And if this Christmas you want to get her something really unique, something you won't find anywhere else except for at a locally owned company like mine, you got to get to a Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season, 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgranger.com or stop by for all things safety. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Goodbye 2019, goodbye Windows 7. Dell's holiday sales are the perfect time to say hello to 2020 and a Windows 10 upgrade. Save big on their latest business computers powered by Intel Core processors. Don't forget to shop servers, storage, and thousands of top brand electronics, all with free shipping. Call a small business technology advisor to help you find the right tech for your business needs at 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Game day is back, baby!
Thanks to Ryan Silverfield getting the head coaching job. Evan Abrams joins us every single week to help us break down the NFL schedule. It's brought to you by the Action Network. He joins us now. Hey, Evan, what's going on, man?
It's going well. It's going well. Big game for the Titans this weekend. Big game.
It is.
Division's here.
That's exactly right. I mean, you got the Texans at 8-5. You got the Titans at 8-5. This is their first of two meetings this year. This one is in Nashville, obviously. The Titans are a 3-point favorite. What do you think about this one? How do you kind of see it going?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, when you look at the markets, it's kind of fascinating because, like the matchup with a 3-point spread, the markets kind of are looking the same way. 51% of tickets on Houston, 52% of the money. So, kind of a dead even split. But where the advantage, I think, is sitting. Now, listen, we look at Derrick Henry. Now, the question with him has been lately, is he running down? I mean, he's been literally carrying the team 4 straight 100-yard games, 7 touchdowns in that span. You know, when you look at the numbers, you say maybe not, but he was banged up. But here's the thing that's good. They're going to face a Houston team that's bottom third of the NFL versus the run, 27th versus the pass, and 20th in adjusted sack rate. So Tennessee, honestly, should have zero problem moving the ball. And I kind of like the over in the game. The issue with the over is it's already moved up 3 points. It opened about 48.5. We're at 51.5 now. 73% of the tickets on the over, 92% of the money. So I think the trend is right, and the public's actually seeing this one well.
Do the Cowboys get their first win this season against a team that's better than 500? I think they are actually home underdogs in this one. Last I looked, Rams were a 1.5 favorite. What say you on this Rams-Cowboys matchup?
I actually, you know, when you look week to week in the NFL, the Rams are coming off one of their best wins, right? I mean, they always play Seattle tough. Yep. Seattle always tends to struggle in those games. They're always close games. And the Rams actually looked good. And Goff has looked pretty good after not throwing a touchdown pass in November, right? I mean, he's bounced back well. Mm-hmm. But to me, in this spot, it was Dallas -3 or so when it opened. You now can get Dallas at +1.5. So if you're making a bet today, it's got to be the Cowboys. You're getting good line value. You're getting one of the best offenses on paper in the past 15 seasons in terms of yards per play. They have issues, and the issues are always surrounding Jason Garrett and his decisions. You know, he doesn't always seem like he's in the moment like, you know, maybe a better is or a fan is sometimes, which is very concerning. But when you look at the line, I like Dallas.
I get that, like rolling with them and top 10, you know, offensively, you look on paper and they're a top 10 offense. Like I said, when do you just start to roll with what your eyes see, Evan? Like I'm with you. Like offensively, they should be good. And yet these last couple of weeks, they haven't been able to get it done. Like at what point do you start, you know what, even with these numbers, my eyes are telling me this thing stinks right now, whether it's the Jason Garrett thing or what, and I just stay away. I guess right now you're still on them.
Yeah, right now I'm still on them, but I'm more on them based on the situation.
Home dog.
1.5. And listen, I loved the Rams last week. It was the perfect spot for me in that just because of also the line. You were getting basically a pick'em spot when it probably should have been. Now, shouldn't have been. But you're right. Dallas, 24 points against Chicago, 15 against Buffalo, 9 versus New England.
Yeah.
You know, the Rams show up as a good defense, but Chicago, Buffalo, New England, you know, that's a 3-game stretch against some tough defenses.
Hard to turn down that home dog, though. I'm with you.
A game with pretty big wild card implications. Not sure either team thought it would be here this late in the season, but Bills at the Steelers. The Steelers are
a one-point favorite. You know, people mocked the Steelers when they went out and gave up, I believe, a first-rounder for Minka Fitzpatrick, but that has really changed their defense in many ways. What do you think about this game, Evan?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that everyone continues to talk about when you talk about Buffalo, 9-4 straight up, 8-4-1 against the spread, 5-0-1 against the spread on the road, you know, allowing 16 points per game. I mean, they really have the numbers and they look good, but they continue to just be disrespected by the market. They're still 50-1, 60-1 to win the Super Bowl in some places. So, you know, 25-30-1 to win the AFC. 6.5-point dogs against Baltimore, 6.5-point dogs against Dallas, only -3.5 against Denver. I mean, even this week, you're facing a Pittsburgh team who, listen, you're right, their defense has been absolutely top-notch, but Josh Allen really hasn't turned it over too much, and they've been running a much – like, if a Buffalo fan and a Buffalo bettor had seen what the Bills had done recently and said, you know, the issue was Allen and his passing and his turnovers – well, you haven't really seen that. So the fact that the market is still disrespecting Buffalo, I think, is pretty interesting and probably creates a unique opportunity. I think the under is always an interesting play when you're looking at both Allen and you're looking at McDermott. Mm-hmm. Allen, like I just talked about, he'll keep moving the ball, but if he doesn't turn it over, maybe he does enough to get punts, coffin corners. So I think Buffalo in the under is an interesting Sunday night call.
All of a sudden, a Bears team that's kind of getting things going, 7-6, is at the Packers. Packers are 4-point favorites. It feels like to me, and you tell me if I'm wrong, a lot of people are picking the Bears on this. Aaron, at least statistically, has been sort of average this year. I still keep saying, if you keep telling him that he's going to be average before a Chicago Bears game, he's going to go in there and light them up on that one. How do you see this one, Evan?
Yeah, I mean, you don't normally see the line move down when Rodgers is at home against Chicago. I mean, he's dominated them in that spot. And
ownership.
The thing is,
yep.
I mean, just literal ownership. But Chicago has won 3 in a row, and Green Bay coming off a short win versus a really bad Washington team. So I think bettors are thinking that Chicago's hit some sort of stride. I'm just not so sure about that fact. I think Green Bay at home getting a shorter number. Now, listen, there's some long-term trends out there that'll say a Bears team who's 3-9-1 against the spread facing a Packers team who's 8-5 against the spread and one of the most profitable teams in the league. And they'll tell you the values with Chicago because regression to the mean and more likely that Chicago will cover the game to get back to a closer to 500 ATS record. But listen, at a short number with Rodgers against the Bears, when Rodgers is favored under a touchdown at home against Chicago, he's 4-0 straight up, 3-1 against the spread.
Yeah.
He does the job, as we know. So I think Green Bay, the short number, is the right call.
Hey, Evan, we appreciate the
Thank
time.
Thank you, brother.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Lots of fun. Thank you, guys.
Yep, he is Evan Abrams, brought to you by the Action Network. Mark Giannotto has written about Ryan Silverfield, who's going to be introduced later this afternoon as the University of Memphis head coach. And this is the headline. New Memphis football coach Ryan Silverfield was the popular choice, but is he the right one? We'll discuss this when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The number one sports thing in Memphis. All the names. Golic and Wingo. Jeff Calkins. Jason and John. Giannotto and Jeffrey. Gary Parrish. All the games. The Cotton Bowl. And the college football bowl game schedule and national championship schedule. 92.9 FM, ESPN. The number one sports thing in Memphis. Broadcasting throughout the entire Mid-South on Blowtorch 680 AM and in pristine HD FM on 92.9 FM in Memphis.
There is a chance your local Geico agent owns the same designer dog breed as you.
Wait, you own a Bawawa too?
Half bulldog, half chihuahua, 100% lovable? Oh yeah.
So many wrinkles, such a tiny face.
But there's a better chance your local Geico agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need a chic, wrinkle-faced pup to do that. Local Geico agents. Call or visit yours today.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function.
But when the bobblehead hears how GEICO not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
When it comes to your internet, good enough just doesn't cut it. Xfinity Internet, internet's better because it streams better. Yep, you heard that exactly right. Introducing Xfinity Flex. It's a personalized streaming dashboard that puts all your favorites in one place so they're not scattered across a bunch of different apps. It's searchable with your voice. So all you have to do is say play romantic comedies, and that's what it's going to do. It's going to play romantic comedies, plus over 10,000 free shows and movies. Search less and watch more with the voice-controlled streaming device that's made specifically for you. It's not just easy, it's effortless. And now it's included with Xfinity Internet for no additional cost. That's simple, easy, awesome. Get Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and add a Flex 4K streaming device for no additional cost. It's two amazing services for the price of one. Go to Xfinity.com/Flex, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Lights are twinkling, snows are falling, just like last year, fun is calling. With holiday games, the instant kind, the easiest gift there is to find. So celebrate for just a while with holiday games that'll make you smile. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun, play responsibly.
Happy holidays, honey.
Ooh, what is it?
Just open it.
Is it a holiday luck instant game?
I don't know.
Sounds like, is that a $20,000 holiday cheer game? Hold up, you didn't. No, do I hear a Merry Money and a holiday gifts instant game? All instant games?
Do you love it?
Best presents ever!
Make every gift a little brighter with holiday instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing holiday celebrating fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist, where my entire family goes to the dentist. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. You don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you're looking for a new dentist, please look no further than the Smile Center. And did you catch the new address? It's 1941 South Germantown Road. That's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's new address because he joined forces with Dr. Pat Clark's office. But don't worry, the Smile Center is going to continue to provide the same friendly, outstanding dental care you're accustomed to and will now be able to provide additional services such as sedation dentistry. And check this out. The Smile Center is now also offering an annual membership plan for people who do not have dental insurance. For just $250 a year, you're going to receive a comprehensive exam, a full head x-ray, a cavity detection x-ray, a periodic exam, and two annual cleanings. It's a value of right around $530. You can get it for just $250. So if you don't have traditional insurance, you should give the Smile Center a call at 901-309-1333 or on the web, visit them, smilecentermemphis.com.
Hey, if you're thinking about getting engaged, you got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers because I've got you covered. I've got a great engagement ring for anybody's budget, free financing, five locations, including the newest one in North Little Rock, Arkansas, or online at rijewelers.com. Come see me.
That's the crunch of Papa John's brand new garlic parmesan crust. Fresh, never frozen original dough topped with Parmesan and Papa John's famous garlic sauce. If Pavlov's dog went crazy over a bell, imagine the tizzy it'd throw over this crunch. Get a one-topping pizza with the new garlic Parmesan crust for just $10. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Not valid with discounts. Fees and taxes extra. Prices may vary.
Ordering online? Just click and your purchase appears at your doorstep. But the vehicles that move your order, trucks, jets, and ships, create a lot of greenhouse gas emissions. That's why ExxonMobil and Synthetic Genomics are developing algae biofuels that can reduce emissions from all those trucks, jets, and ships by half. The upshot? A future where your deliveries are just as convenient and greener. Learn more at energyfactor.com.
Bill Burr, live.
If I've learned anything in 5 years of being married is we're always working on me. Evidently, my wife is this completed work under museum glass that is to be admired and studied. Like, how did she do that? And I'm like one of these guys, one of, you know those buildings that just has scaffolding around it for like six straight years?
Bill Burr at Orpheum, January 6th, 7 and 9:30. Reserved seats for the 9:30 show only. On sale at the Orpheum Theater box office and all Ticketmaster outlets.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You're doing BC. Boogie yourself on over to Quintessential Suites. They're 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. It's the sweetest place in Memphis. That's what I like to call it. Christopher Gray's our man. We're so happy he's on with us. Even happier when you get over there and you see for yourself how these are the best suites in town. Again, 2811 Bartlett Boulevard. It can do everything from the traditional, John, like the funnel cake you'd get at the fair, perfectly done, got all that good sugar on it, or you can go a little something more unique. Maybe that you wouldn't see anywhere else, like a strawberry cheesecake funnel cake, if you want to get real sexy with it, brother.
That's
right. No, it's all tasty and it's all good over at Quintessential Suites, the best in town.
Yeah, they also are going to be giving away tickets to every University of Memphis Tigers basketball home game this season on Facebook. All you got to do is go like them, put them in the search bar on Facebook, like the page Quintessential Suites, reply to their giveaway post, and you are going to be entered to win to see the Tigers in action here in Memphis.
Deep-fried Oreos and Twinkies, how's that sound? Banana pudding ice cream, it's so good, always in season. You can call them up at 901-361-3449. Put in your order today. Get you a nice holiday cake. That's Quintessential Suites. Again, 2811 Bartlett Boulevard, or online at quintessentialsuites.com.
All right, so Mark Giannotto, who, of course, is the sports commentator with the Commercial Appeal and the host of Giannotto and Jeffrey, which you can hear every afternoon here on 92.9, has a column out at commercialappeal.com where I think he asked a question that's you know, the question that a lot of people are asking today, right, which is Ryan Silverfield was the popular choice. He had the support of basically every former player that had ever worn the uniform in Memphis, and media member and current player. But is he the right choice?
They say Artis Hicks still talking about him.
Yes, they do say that. They do. Artis Hicks somewhere is still talking about
telling that story.
That 99 season, magical.
He was working so hard.
He was, man. And you know what? We appreciated Artis for joining the show.
We only had to ask two questions.
The easiest.
In a 20-minute interview, only we didn't have to do any work at all. So I very much appreciate it.
What if you put.
Next time I ask for a bridge version.
What would happen if you gave a podcast to Artis Hicks and Tony Sarwar?
Like, well, what an odd pairing for you to come up with.
But there. I'm just saying, like, I remember, I'm talking about guys who you don't have to, who can just literally talk forever, and they don't, like, there's no end.
Well, see, artists, I just, in fairness to him, he said, do you want long or short?
Well, we didn't think it was going to be that long. How are we to know it's going to be that long, bro? He's trying to read a Harry Potter book.
The words were, you have the floor. Take as long as you like. Something to that.
Well, I mean, I thought I was doing it right. But when the story starts, I was born in Jackson, Tennessee.
It did start out
then
like that.
It sounded pretty much like we may be in trouble here, John.
Back in Vietnam.
It could be a while before we get to Silverfield. Nah, yeah. Appreciate him. Because, again, I mean, it was that passion he felt.
Yeah.
Is what pretty much everybody associated with the program, yes, at least that are playing right now. Or former,
that's right.
They all felt for him. And it seems to have had some effect in terms of the choice as well.
No, in all seriousness, I probably should have told you this, but Artis Hicks, you can actually buy an audiobook of the history of the World War One.
See, you're going too far because Artis was kind enough to join us. You're starting to walk that line.
A little hyperbole.
You can get it on Amazon. Yeah. Anyway, no, that wasn't hyperbole. That was just a straight lie.
Sorry.
I'll be honest. That was just a straight lie. Ryan Silverfield is the coach over at the University of Memphis. And Mark Giannotto asks the question, Jason, is he the right choice? Now, we don't know.
He's the popular choice. Is he the right choice?
We don't know, Mark. Come on, dude. We're not going to know this right now.
Is Taylor Jenkins the man?
Yeah, like, we're not going to know this stuff until 1 year later, 2 years later.
No,
like,
it's a question we're all asking, though.
You know, but I mean, that's every hire, you know? Like, you know, most hires are not popular, like, for the most part. You know, like, coaching hires are, I think the fans are pretty ambivalent, too. Like, some will say, oh, this is really good, or some will say, oh, I hate it. Like,
people seem to love this one,
but
the fans.
This one is pretty overwhelmingly positive, right? People really enjoy Ryan Silverfield and what he brings. But, yeah, like, they won't enjoy it if he's not winning, you know? They won't enjoy
the continuity of Mike Norvell if he doesn't, you know, compete for the American title next year. Yeah. That's the standard that's been in, put in place. And that's what he'll be that's where his expectations begin.
Yeah. That's the thing about bringing him on, that for him you have to be concerned about. You're going to be held to a higher standard. The expectations will be higher because this will be, as we said, and expected to be a continuation and then an improvement on what's already a good thing. And so, again, another candidate, maybe even a Barry Odom who's coming in here, has to start over for the most part, knows the lay of the land, but still has to start over in terms of recruiting everything else. That you give a little bit longer leash to. Maybe there's a little bit more of a honeymoon. Here, there won't be as much. Whereas a typical coach, right, you're going to get a year-long, 2 years possibly, honeymoon. Ryan doesn't stand to get that in at least the same sense, because that's the other side of this. You are a part of something that's already special,
right?
So they're going to expect more special. That's just common sense. So from that standpoint, look, he's going to he'll be held again to a higher standard, and that's on him. I mean, he's the one that's wanted the gig. He's seen, and again, has appeared to have wanted it for some time. And so I have to think he's prepared for this and has wanted it for a long time. I don't think he could have run down to Florida State away from this, right, if he thought this was going to be too tough for him. Didn't do it. He's been telling you for a while in his actions that he's wanted this gig. So that's why you're ready to see him do it.
So I'll just read a little bit from Mark's column, if you'll allow, Jason, just to kind of give you sort of a sense of where he's at on this.
Sounds like you're not happy with it. Yeah, He said,
if your athletic director, Laird Beach, or University President M. David Rudd, or the committee of Board of Trustees members and prominent boosters that were consulted during the search, the fact that so much of the rank-and-file Memphis fan base approved of Silverfield gives them all some cover here. If Silverfield doesn't work out, there's plenty of blame to go around on this one, because the hard part, the part that will take longer than the five-day search, is figuring out whether Silverfield is the right choice. It's the same question that comes with every coaching search. This strategy of hiring from within worked at Ohio State and LSU and Oklahoma and Clemson, so why not here? So it's kind of just laying out what we know is in front of Memphis here, and what we'll find out in the coming years.
This is the part of the again, just like with the caller, we all wanted them to go out and do a national search and go through as many interview as many good candidates, right, as you need to know that, number one, if you've already think that Ryan's the guy, to know he's even more the guy, everything else.
Yep.
And so I'm kind of with this idea that it was just a two-man search. I'm hoping, and I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, that there was more, right? You considered more than just two guys, and I'm sure it had been irresponsible over there on their part to just look at two guys, or to say, hey, all these guys on the team are telling me Ryan Silverfield should be the guy, so that's it for me. I'm done. No, you've got to go do your homework, and that's critical, again, early in the tenure of a new athletic director.
Yeah.
So, again, I have to go benefit of the doubt that there was a vetting. Again, if you're in that position or another, I would have wanted some of those names out. I want to prove to folks that this occurred, this national search occurred, and more importantly, that Ryan this wasn't just a two-horse race and Ryan beat out, you know, a retread and Barry Odom. That shows you he's beat out a bunch of kids. That said, again, they've gone this direction, sort of answered what looked like a call from their players, from everybody else, to get this thing done and to get it done quickly.
I know. I will say this. I'm not going to say the name because I just don't think there's any. I don't think there's anything.
Why is no one saying the other name?
Well, this was just somebody who was interested in it that did not get any kind of consideration.
So it didn't get.
That's why I'm not going to say the name. But there was a prominent former NFL player that wanted this job, and they did not get consideration. I'm not going to say the name because, again, there's nothing productive that could come of that. It's just not. But there was some interest from a huge NFL name, absolutely huge retired NFL player.
Deion Sanders can't have this gig either, John.
But I'm not going to say the name.
It is not Deion Sanders.
I told you I'm not going to say the name.
It is not Deion Sanders. You can say that.
Let me ask you guys this, because you cover this closely.
Wrong with you? Hold on.
Because I don't want this to be tweeted or anything like that. Like, I just don't want it to get out. But my larger point is that there was interest.
Big NFL name?
Yeah, like a former NFL player, yeah. Like a big time former NFL. I can't say. I don't want to say. But trust me, there was huge. There was big time interest in the job. That's the main point that I was trying to make here.
Says who? Ian Rappaport?
No, this is not from Ian Rappaport. What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to look in your eyes and see if Deion is on your lips and you just won't say it. Why won't you just shoot that one down?
I'm not shooting anybody down.
That's it. Okay, what you got, Brad?
But my question for you both, given your question early in the process, were you both surprised that no one besides Odom and Silverfield was on the docket. I know that's sort of what you're saying, right?
My whole thing, and I think it was a benefit to there's a benefit to doing that if you're Memphis. But that said, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, Brad, and believing that there was interest there in high level interest from high level candidates, and you definitely didn't fly them all in here. You didn't fly 5-6 guys in here and do interviews, and you see a different
That's
guy.
Exactly
hey,
right.
We saw a different guy on campus. This guy, you didn't see those reports. So we know that didn't happen, but I have to believe there was some sort of vetting and consideration of other candidates because I think the job needed it. This search needed it.
Yes.
Not just a, hey, Barry Odom's available because he got fired at Missouri.
Right.
And we like our in-house candidate. Here's our search.
Yes.
No, that's not enough.
Absolutely.
That's irresponsible.
I don't think that's what it came down to.
I don't either. That's what I'm saying.
There are
smarter people over there than that.
I just think they whittled it down to those two. That's what I think. I think that's who the
And was the whittling faster when you seemed to have a little bit of a public pressure to get Silverfield? It seemed like maybe that whittling and carving happened a little faster.
This ain't Roswell, dude. I mean, you ain't got to get into the classified files to figure this out. You got it. You cracked the damn case. I mean, what are we sitting up here and acting like this hard to figure out? I know you want me to say the name. I'm not going
to
say
it. I want you to say Deion Sanders' name today on this show that he called about this job.
You said Deion Sanders' name, not
you
me.
You won't shoot it down. We played with Deion in Florida State. You were joking. It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
We said why he shouldn't have the job. Now you won't even say his name.
Deion Sanders. I just said his name. But I'm not saying anything else. I'm not saying it. I'm not saying he was the guy I'm talking about.
You know who it wasn't?
Who?
Big NFL name. You know who it wasn't?
Who?
Mike Singletary.
It was definitely not Mike Singletary.
There's only one other answer for your other big name.
It is?
Who was it? Howie Long, fool? No.
Why could it have been Howie?
This is interesting. It's so fascinating that you're saying this was part of it, and yet you don't want it out.
I don't want it out. It's not productive to anybody. It's not productive.
If it's foolishness, like it would have been for Florida State, then it doesn't hurt anything.
Like I'm not trying to be the guy saying I know something you don't know. I'm just trying to reinforce the point that you were making that there was major interest in this job from unlikely candidates. I would say very unlikely candidates that you would not have thought would ever have any interest in the University of Memphis coaching job. Absolutely. No question about it.
Lovey?
Lovey?
Dick Butkus?
Lovey has a job in college.
Oh, please.
Illinois is the best program in Division One.
Yeah, they wanted to fire him until he went. It was Wisconsin. He was
they
on his way out.
Might want to fire him again now.
He was on his way
last,
out.
He just lost to Northwestern at home.
No, yeah. He was already on his way out looking like Rip.
Yes, but my larger point was, and I'll tell you off the air. I'm not going to tell you on the air. It's not
Tiger.
It's not
former Tiger.
It's not
a former Tiger.
It's not a former Tiger.
Yeah, because he said big NFL, like NFL Hall of Fame type level.
Are they in the Hall of Fame? I have to check. I'd have to check on that. I'm not sure. I just know they had a great career. They had a really good career. And
Isaac Bruce.
No, it's not a former Tiger. It's definitely not. A former Tiger would have gotten at least an interview, dude. Come on.
I'm sorry.
But, like, I'd
stop listening.
It's not really productive to – because I know what you want me to say. I know there's just one name you want, and I'm not going to give you that.
I want it so I can tweet that mess out.
No, there's going to be none of that.
We're going to laugh at that.
There'll be none of that.
I want a little laugh while we head into the weekend.
It wouldn't be fair to Ryan. It wouldn't be fair to to this particular candidate who got no juice, who got no I'm just trying to make the point
I think you want it to look like Ryan beat out a whole bunch of candidates rather than just looking like he beat out some retreading Barry Odom.
Dude,
if I'm Memphis, I don't get this.
There would be no victory lap, okay, for this.
Man?
Yes.
Then you just confirmed it's Deion. Neon Deion. Prime time called about the job, you saying?
I ain't say anything like that. All I'm saying.
We could have done some segments on that, John.
Yeah.
But there was nothing to do a segment on because I'm not confirming or denying that.
I would have prime time into the end zone for you.
Anyway, we will talk to Jeff Goodman. We're going to switch this conversation. We're going to talk to Jeff Goodman in the third hour. Talk to him about Memphis, Tennessee. And more. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
As a bald baseball fan, I spend a lot of time wearing hats.
but you have no business covering up your head. Love your hair as much as you love your team by taking it to Supercuts. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts. Supercuts, the official hairstylist of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have great news from James Gaddis Jewelers. This is James Gaddis here to tell you about some great savings available right now. Save 20% on Seiko and Bulova watches. What a great gift idea. Also save 20% on designer jewelry by Doves and 20% on blue topaz and aquamarine jewelry, which represent the December birthstone. Bring us your gift list and let us help you get it all done while you are saving. That's right, 20%. James Gaddis Jewelers.
At the Great American Home Store, get a gift for yourself that keeps on giving. It's never been more affordable with savings of $100, $200, $300, all the way up to $1,000 cash savings. Finance with no money down and 3 years no interest, or choose up to 5 years interest-free. Top name brands like Bassett, FlexSteel, England by Lazy Boy, Corinthian, Mayo, and more. Find exciting savings throughout Great American's massive showrooms on bedroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.